Just when it appeared that Interior Secretary Gail Norton might be seeking a genuine solution to a new season of pandemonium in the Klamath Basin, political theater trumped substance once again. When Norton and Agriculture Secretary Ann Veneman opened the water tap last week, cheers went up from desperate farmers who are still trying to recover from a federal cutoff of water last summer to protect endangered fish. The farmers' emotions are understandable, even if you don't agree with them. What's not understandable is why Norton and the administration pressured two government agencies to sign hasty biological decisions, paving the way to last week's release of water. Normally, biological findings of this type require up to 4 months of analysis. In this case, they were strong-armed out of the agencies in 6 short days, and only after Norton and Veneman had announced plans to come to Klamath Falls to give the water away. In late February, the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation issued a 10-year plan for the basin. It arrived too late for wildlife agencies to review it before the traditional April 1st start of the irrigation season. That's when Norton and company ordered up quickie biological decisions that would say that the Bureau's irrigation plans would not, at least in April and May, harm 3 endangered fish. The upshot is that the water of the Klamath Lake and the Klamath River will be lowered sharply from last year's levels that were considered minimal for endangered fish survival. It comes during months when water is critical for juvenile salmon. For Michael Rohde of the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, who has worked to preserve the imperiled fish, the last-minute opinion that coho salmon would not be harmed came as a surprise. The wildlife specialist said, "This has been a really frustrating turnaround. These flows are just too low." He cited the need for higher flows to protect salmon fry and to help one-year-olds to the sea. It's still possible for Norton to craft a thoroughgoing solution to this mess. But to do it, she'll have to do more than quench the thirst of farmers, as needy as they are. She'll have to reduce water demand, improve water quality, settle Native American land claims, and restore wildlife refuges and fish habitat. Only this combination of steps will avoid lawsuits and court injunctions and put this crisis behind us. And that was the trouble with last week's ceremony. It didn't do a thing to prepare residents for change. Instead, it perpetuated the illusion that the crisis in the Klamath Basin is simply a lack of water for irrigation. This is Les O'Coin.